O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. That's the end of the reading. That doesn't seem right to me. That doesn't seem like the right ending. How can "for they were afraid" literally be the last word? Perhaps you're wondering, did the preacher forget the second page of that reading? Or maybe the printer ran out of toner mid-job and now he's too embarrassed to say anything. No, this is the correct reading. Not only that, I put to you that this reading of the gospel that we just heard, this is the oldest and most original ending of any of the gospels. That before there was any other written gospel, there was this account. Now, by the end of the sermon, my aim is not only to explain to you why I think that this is the oldest gospel, but also to make you glad that the oldest gospel ends with the words, "for they were afraid." But I got to back up a bit. There are four gospels, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. They weren't all published simultaneously. They came out in some kind of order, which means that one of them must have been the oldest one. But which? To get this out of the way right away, science is of no help in this kind of a thing. The Gospels, they were all written within 30 years of each other. And archaeologically speaking, a roll of parchment that is 1,890 years old is indistinguishable from a parchment that is 1,920 years old. So if carbon dating or whatever is not going to be helpful, then you need to use the texts themselves. You need to understand the writing of them deeply to compare and contrast what's in the text to figure out what's older. Scholars, they apply certain key principles to figure out which of two versions of very similar stories is older. If you have two versions, one that is confusing and one that is clear, the one that is confusing is probably older. Because no editor is going to go in there and add confusion. They're going to take it out. If they're going to the trouble of rewriting this thing again, they're going to clear up confusion. Or if you've got two versions of a story, one of which is a little embarrassing and disturbing maybe, and the other of which is dignified and reassuring, the embarrassing and disturbing one is probably older, because an editor is fixing that stuff, not adding it in. Now, the reading that we heard, I say that it is the oldest of all the Gospels because it is raw and unpolished and confusing, perhaps even disturbing to hear, "for they were afraid," as the ending of the Gospel. But I say it is the oldest because it is unpolished. Let me give you a modern example. So, let's say a time traveler from the far future arrives to me and says, "We need your help. We need your help figuring out which of these two stories is older." They're pretty much the same story. They came out within 30 years of each other, and we're just flummoxed. Can't tell which is older. I'd say, "All right, I'll do what I can to help you. You've come all this way. What have you got? Chaucer, Dante, Homer? I was paying attention in English 101. Hit me. I'm ready. What have you got?" And the time travelers, they sit me down and show me Godzilla. And this Godzilla, it has got CGI graphics, it has got surround sound, it's got Millie Bobby Brown, it has got Summer Blockbuster written all over it. Then they show me the second one. And it's also a Godzilla movie. But this one, Godzilla is clearly a guy wearing a rubber suit. And they say to me, Which do you think? Which is older? The rubber suit Godzilla is clearly the older one, the Gospel of Mark, where it ends. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the rubber suit Godzilla of the four Gospels. It is raw, it is unpolished, and that's not bad. The Gospel of Mark is my favorite of the four Gospels by a long way. Original Godzilla, also great. In some ways, it's the best. The sequels expand on it, true, they polish it up, but they also move away from the kernel of what made that original movie so great. Godzilla published shortly after the end of World War II, and it was wrestling with the reality of how the world had changed so rapidly, so fearfully, that perhaps everything had changed forever. Something had been set loose. A chain reaction had begun. Humanity had the power to start that chain reaction, but not the power to stop it. There is this existential dread that sits at the heart of what it means to be human, that perhaps our reach exceeds our grasp. Perhaps our worst impulses are more powerful than the better angels of our nature. Perhaps humanity will destroy ourselves. That fear, that is embodied in the form of a monster from the sea, unleashed by humanity, but no longer under our control. Godzilla, the original Godzilla, it's great. Just because it is older doesn't mean it's worse. Just because it's raw doesn't mean that it's wrong. The Gospel of Mark, with its raw and perhaps disturbing ending, full of terror and amazement, this is the most original ending of any of the Gospels. I think that I've established that with an erudite explanation of historical, critical, scholarly principles and a digression into Godzilla that can only be called brief. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Okay, so that's the oldest, but why is that good news? I've got enough fear as it is. The oldest gospel with this raw and confounding ending, it was written down first somewhere around 75 AD. I could explain why that's the best date, but I'd need to talk a lot more about Godzilla. The Gospel of Mark was written down right after the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. This was a building, an edifice, an institution that seemed like it was going to exist forever, like it couldn't change, like it would always be there. It stood in some ways, for the nation itself. And they were watching it turn to rubble, taken apart brick by brick. The world had changed so rapidly, so fearfully. Perhaps it was under no one's control anymore. And the story they wrote down at that time, the story they wrote was of human fear in the face of such change. Human fear that did not stop God. The story they wrote down was of people being frozen in terror and God moving in the world even so. This is the first gospel, and for the first Christians, terror and amazement, that was all they had to offer. And what God had to offer was resurrection. For a world that was spiraling into chaos and danger, the Gospel of Mark, that's what was needed because it is honest. It says without flinching, the people were afraid. The women at the tomb, they had good reason to be afraid. And God is not waiting on anyone's say-so to bring new life into the world. The flowers don't even wait for our permission to blossom. Why would God hold back on account of my fear, my unreadiness? God has done this. That is the good news. Now, this is a very international congregation today. It's a very international congregation. I wonder if any of you, as you flew into this country, if you looked at that customs line with a new fear. I wonder, was it every single one? If you're flying here from another part of the country, I wonder if you're trans or your child is trans, if you looked at the bathroom as you were traveling, looked at that with new fear. I wonder if it was every single one. To be seized by terror, amazement, to be afraid to say anything to anyone. This is normal. It is understandable. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that everything is going to be fine, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. There is good reason to be afraid. The women at the tomb had good reason to be afraid. Terror, amazement, fear, those things are natural. But terror and amazement and fear, these things do not stop the resurrection. They do not delay it for a moment. Christ was not waiting on the bravery of the disciples before rising from the dead victorious. God is not up in heaven, hands tied, powerless, lest I personally get myself together. The Holy Spirit moves through the world as she wishes. Fear, amazement at a world turned upside down, the dismantling of things that once seemed eternal. None of this is new to God. That is the oldest gospel there is. That God who loves justice, God who shows no partiality, the God who neither sleeps nor slumbers and is not deceived, God has made all things new. And if fear and terror and death seem to carry the day, it is only for a day. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. It has been accomplished. That is the great mystery of our faith, that it is done. Thanks be to God for that indescribable gift. Amen.